Okay, we're holding on Brachas Daf Nun Ches. Amar Abiyirmiya ben Elazar, Skalal Bavel and Skalal Shcheinel. When Bavel was cursed, its neighbors were cursed as well. Rashi says this is like the Inin Avoy, the Rasha Ayu Shcheinai. Woe to the wicked one and woe to his neighbor. And Skalal Shemrein, Nisbarchu Shcheinel. But when Shemrein, which is one of the main areas in Eretz Yisrael, was cursed, so then the neighboring areas got blessed. Skalal Bavel and Skalal Shcheinel, Tuchsev, Samtiel, Mershki, Bodhla, Agri, Mayim. So it says that Hashem will turn Bavel into a place of, like, you know, wild, dangerous animals and things like that, you know, which are bad for the surrounding environments as well. But when Shemron was cursed, the curse was that all the settled, populated areas would turn into, you know, unpopulated areas, like for vineyards and stuff like that. So obviously that's good for the surrounding areas. But Omar Rav Hamuna, Yisrael, someone who sees Uchlusa Yisrael, a populace of the Jewish people, which I think the Gemara is going to say there is 600,000 people at once. Ayma Baruch HaCham HaRazim, say blessed is the one who is the wise of secrets. Rashi explains that what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is in the heart of each individual. Uchlusa Yavdei Kechavim, Ayma Baruch HaImcha Megaymer, but if a person sees 600,000 Gaim, so you should say the pasuk that says your mother is shameful, etc. So if you see a populace of the Jewish people, you say, blessed is the wise one of secrets, that their minds are not alike and their faces are not alike. Ben Zaymer once saw a populace on a certain ascent to Harabais. Amar Baruch HaCham HaRazim, blessed is the wise one of secrets, Baruch Shebaruch HaLeilu L'Shem Sheni, blessed is the one who created all of these to serve me. He would say, Lechel, think about how many steps of hard work Adam Rishon had to go through until he finally had bread to eat. He had to plow and sow and reap and make piles, and he had to thresh, and he had to winnow, and he had to select, and he had to grind, and he had to sift, and he had to knead and bake, and only after all that would he finally be able to eat. And I wake up in the morning and I find it all ready for me to go. Think about how many steps of difficult work that Adam Rishon had to go through until he had what to wear. Gazaz, the libein, the nipetz, the tava, the arag. He had to shear, he had to clean, he had to, you know, comb it, weave it, etc. Only after all that would he be able to have what to wear. And I wake up and all this is just ready for me. I'm going with the gears of the Saras of Shas. All the different types of professions, you know, are always coming to my house. Rashi says that he was wealthy and therefore everybody would come to his house for either for business or whatever. And I find it all ready for me. In other words, this is an expression of gratitude. A person should think about how much goes into the final product that he is consuming, right, in order to properly appreciate what it is that Hashem is doing for him. And along these lines, then somebody would say, what does a good guest say? How many steps of effort did this homeowner go through for me? Look how much meat he brought to me. Look how much wine he brought in front of me. Look how many rolls he brought in front of me, or pieces of bread. Everything that he did was for me. In other words, a good guest truly appreciates what he's getting. What does a bad guest say? Yeah, what did he do already? I ate one bread. I ate one piece of meat. I drank one cup of wine. He did it all for his family anyway. What does it say about the good guests? Right, it talks about how his work will go forth and strong, etc. Even on the bad guest, it says, so on the side they bring a whole pasuk. So it sounds like, you know, they don't see properly. They don't understand what's really going on. It says the man in the days of Shaul was elderly and he was coming with men. What does that mean? It's a reference to Yishai, the father of David Melech. That he would go out with a populace of 600,000, he would come in with a populace of 600,000. Meaning he was quite popular. You know, excuse the, I mean, or maybe don't excuse the pun. Vidarash Mukhlusa, and he would also darshin with a populist. Amar Ula Makitinane Mukhlusa Bubble. So Zula, we passed him that there's no populist in Bubble. So it's brought down that according to the Rambam, that means that even if there is 600,000, but you only make this bracha in Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring that down, and it just sounds like that at that time that they just didn't have that those numbers of people. Tana Ein Achlusa Pachlus Meshishim Ribay, the Brisa says Achlusa is no less than 600,000. You have to have at least 600,000 for it to be considered Achlusa, a populist. Tana Rabbanan Roya Chachma Yisrael Aymer, if someone sees the wise men of Israel, he says, Baruch Shechalak Mecha, obviously this is referring to Gedolei Torah, Baruch Shechalak Mecha Chachmas Abireya, blessed is he who apportioned from his wisdom to those that fear him. Chachmei Goyim, if someone sees the wise men of the Gentiles, which the Pesukim speak out does not mean, you know, if they're experts in their religions, because obviously we understand and are aware that that's not actually wisdom. Rather, it's referring to wisdom in mathematics, right, the sciences, things like that. So if you see a very wise man, blessed is he who has given from his wisdom to the gifts that we go with his basar done to flesh and blood. Someone who sees Jewish kings should say, blessed is the one who apportioned from his glory to those that fear him. If he sees Gentile kings, he should say, blessed is he who gave from his glory to flesh and blood. It's brought down in the Pesukim that, you know, back in the day they used to have like these princes of certain large areas that as long as they're able to do basically and run their area as they please, and the emperor or the king can't really stop them, and they have the ability, you know, to set up courts and kill people, etc., so then they have the power of a king effectively, and therefore you should make the bracha on them as well. I mean, this, most Western countries don't really have it nowadays. In basically all Western countries, the whole concept of a king is gone. Because a king basically means done bahar limisha. Like a king can say, okay, you know, this guy's going against the malchus, we're going to have to kill him, right, or something like that. So nowadays, you know, when you see a president or, you know, a prime minister, you don't make this bracha. Person should always run to greet Jewish kings. Not only Jewish kings, even Gentile kings, a person should go run to greet them. Because if a person will merit to live during the times of Mashiach, he will see, discern the great difference between the kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for Klal Yisrael in the times of Mashiach and, you know, relative to the much lesser kavod that the goyim enjoy nowadays. Rav Sheshes Aginar, however, Rav Sheshes was blind. Everybody was going to greet the king. Come Azal Badai, Rav Sheshes went with them. So certain apostates saw Rav Sheshes going. I understand that buckets go to the river, but broken vessels, where are they going? In other words, you're blind. What's the point of you going anyway? So Rav Sheshes said to him, yeah, come and see that I know even more than you. So the first brigade, you know, the first band of soldiers or whatever it was passed by. When everyone, you know, when all the noise was coming, so the apostate said, oh, the king is coming. The king is here. Rav Sheshes like us. So Rav Sheshes said, no, he's not here yet. So a second brigade came by. When the noise came, so then the apostate said, now the king has come. Rav Sheshes like us. So Rav Sheshes said, no, the king still has not yet come. The third one passed. I guess by this time the apostate didn't want to press his luck anymore. Kikoshaska, when it was quiet, then Rav Sheshes said, must be that now the king came. And in fact, that was what it was. So the apostate said, how do you know that? Because the kingship here on earth is similar to the kingship in heaven. As it says, go stand on the mountain with Hashem before God. Hashem is, the divine presence is going to pass by. A great mighty wind that smashes boulders and mountains. Livne Hashem, Leibaruch Hashem, the divine presence is not with the wind. After the wind there will be a mighty earthquake, and Hashem's presence is not in the mighty earthquake. After the mighty earthquake there will be fire, Leibaruch Hashem, the divine presence is not with the fire. And then after the fire there will be a still sound of silence. Okay, also Malko, when the king came, Pasuk Rav Sheshes come and so Rav Sheshes made the bracha. And the place can deal with that. We see from this Gemara that someone who's blind can make the bracha as long as he's fully aware that the king is there. Right? But other places can say that if he was blind from birth, then he should make the bracha without shame of Malchus. Okay. So the apostate said, what, you're making a bracha for someone that you can't even see him? What happened in the end with that apostate? Some say that his own contemporaries while poking out his eyes. I guess he fell, had a falling out with them. Some others say that Rav Sheshes placed his eyes upon him and he became a heap of bones. Okay, says Gemara for that. Rav Shela gave Malchus lashes to someone who had intercourse with a Gentile woman. So he went and told the government Omar, and he said, there's a certain Jew who's being a vigilante and taking the law into his own hands without the authorization of the government. So he arranged that they would have some type of message sent to Rabbi Sheila. He also, when Rabbi Sheila came, why did you give him lashes? Because he had intercourse with a donkey, with a she donkey. I'm like, is of Sahadis? So they asked him, do you have witnesses? I'm a little in. He said, yeah, I do. So Eliyahu came and he appeared to them like a man. But Asid, and he testified that in fact this person had relations with a donkey. It was obviously to save Rabbi Sheila's life. So they said to him, Yalti Bar Katala. So they said, so then he's deserving of the death penalty. He said, from the day that we were exiled from our land, we don't have the right to carry out capital punishment. Whatever you guys want to do, go ahead and do. While they were investigating the outcome of this guy's judgment, he said the pasuk to you, Hashem, is the greatness and the might. They said to him, my karma, what are you saying? He said to them, this is what I'm saying. Blessed is the merciful one who placed kingship in the land akin to the kingship above, and gave you control and that you love justice. Wow, look how much he appreciates the honor of the government. So they gave him a ban. They said, we hereby authorize you to carry out judge justice on your own. As he was leaving, so the guy said to him, the guy who had relations with the Gentile woman, he said, does Hashem do miracles for people that tell lies? Because you lied. I didn't have relations with a she-donkey. So Rabbi Sheva said to him like this, Russia, you wicked one. Aren't the Akum called, referred to as donkeys? D'chsev, as it says, that their flesh is the flesh of donkeys. So he saw that the guy was going to tell the government officials that he referred to them as donkeys. Amar Hai Raidev. So he said, this guy is a Raidev. He's trying to get me killed. And the Torah says that if someone's trying to get you killed, they're trying to kill you, so quickly beat him to it and kill him first. So he hit him with the baton and he killed him. Said, since I had a miracle happen to me with that pasuk before, so I'm going to darshan it. Greatness is referring to the creation. Right, a pasuk that refers to Isaac Gedolus. That Gvura says in time, might is referring to the Exodus from Egypt. And Emirates, it says, by Yarish also Yada Gedolus the Gimer. The Jewish people saw the great hand of God. Atiferes splendors the Chama Levana Shamdul Yeshua. This is referring to the sun and the moon when they paused for Yehoshua. Shenemar Vayidei Hashem Shviyorei Achaman the Gimer. The Hanetzach Zem Badash Al Roimi. Eternal victory is referring to the downfall of Rome. Splendor is referring to the war of the valley of Arnon, like we learned earlier that the mountains came together and crushed them. Everything in heaven and earth is the war of Sisera. That the stars fought from heavens. Right in their past, and to you, Hashem, is a kingship, is referring to the war of Amalek. So as it says, because the hand is on the throne of God, so to speak. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore by his throne that his name is not full and his throne is not full, so to speak, until Amalek is wiped up. It's not saying the one who is lifted up, so is raised up, so to speak. That's referring to the war of Amalek. To every leadership, even the head of the grave diggers is appointed from heaven. The Masnisa Tanam is made of Rabbi Akiva. In the Bryce it says in the name of greatness is referring to the splitting of the Red Sea. The Agvura is a Max Bacharis. Might is referring to the plague of the firstborn. Atfer is about in Tyra. Splendor is referring to the giving of the Tyra. Nezach is Yerushalayim. Eternal victory is referring to Yerushalayim. Valhoy is the base of Magdash. Splendor is referring to Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we're on the base. Says the Gemara. Further. Tanar Rabbanan Roya Bati Yisal B'Yishuvan. Someone who sees Jewish settlements settled properly. Ayman Baruch Matzim B'Lamani. He should say, blessed is the one who stands up the border of the widow. And Rashi said it's, for instance, like in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So there's a whole discussion over here. Is it only in Eretz Yisrael? Is it only in time of the Beis Hamikdash? It basically sounds, I mean, you know, we've never really heard anybody making this bracha. So it sounds like that it would seem that Minhag Yisrael is to assume that it's only in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, even though there is a whole discussion in the Paiskim whether maybe it could apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael, maybe, or even not in time of the Beis Hamikdash. But certainly the Minhag Yisrael would seem to be that our assumption is like the Paiskim, that we're going with the Paiskim that it's only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Says the Gemara further. The Korban, if you see desolated Jewish settlements, I'm a Baruch Dayan, I am a Zayin, Baruch Baruch Dayan. But the Ayv Dekachavim B'Yishuvan, if you see Akum settlements, I'm a Beis Gei Nisach Hashem. So you say this Pasuk. And according to some, it's not referring to Stam houses of Akum, it's referring to Bati Avodah Zarah, houses of idol worship. And then some ask Akasha on the Rif, how could that be? We learned earlier that you're supposed to say Abrachav Shinas and Arachapayim La'Ebir Sinai. And therefore they say it's just going Stam on the houses of Akum, you know, the wealthy, great, you know, houses. But others say that no, that if you see the house of idol worship, you say this bracha of Beis Gei, you say this pasuk of Beis Gei Nisach Hashem. If you see the actual Getchke itself, then you say Shenos Anarach Paim La'Evrei Ritzoinai. Yeah, fine. Says the Gemara further, Churban and Ayver Kelim comes Hashem Kelim Zafia. If you see them desolate, the Bate Akum, which either means the houses of idol worship or the houses of the Akum themselves. So you say, "Kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas Zafia." Ula v'Rav Chisda v'Kalzei be'urcha kimatu apista de'Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. Ula and Rav Chisda were traveling, and when they saw the destroyed house of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, Nagan Rav Chisda v'Esnag Rav Chisda kind of like made a stretch and groaned. I'm like, "Ula, my kam is nachta. Why are you groaning?" The Amar Rav Nachash Ben Schatzig Uvishalad. The Rav said that groaning breaks half of a person's body. Shem Ravata Ben Adam Ayanach B'Shivan Masnayim B'Goymer. Rabbi Yechon Amar Rav Kol Gupa Shaladam. Rabbi Yechon says it breaks a person's entire body. Shem Ravai Ki Yom Ruvelecha Amlat Anena Paimad Al Shmo Kibov Nimas Kolei B'Goymer. Like the heart melts. I'm like, "Hey, Leasnach, how could I not groan?" Based on the Avu Bashis and Afiyasa B'Yamam Avishis and Afiyasa B'Lelia. There were 60 bakers during the night and during the day. The Afin Luchaman the Tzarich, and they would bake for anybody who needs. The Shakul Yadam and Kisa the Savadil Masi Ani Bratchem V'Adam Matu Leila Kisa Kam Michsif. And he always kept his hand in his pocket because if a good Jew would come needing money, he was worried that in the amount of time they were taking to put his hand in his pocket, maybe he would have second thoughts and be embarrassed and not ask. So he just wanted to be ready to give it right away. Furthermore, it had four doors towards all four directions of the world. Anybody would come in hungry would leave full. And they would throw wheat and barley kernels outside of the house during years of famine. So that anybody who was too embarrassed to come and ask for it during the day would be able to pick it up during the night. Now it's just a heap of rubble. And I shouldn't groan. So Rabbi Yechon said that you should know that from the day that the Hamikdash was destroyed, there was a decree that the houses of the righteous should be destroyed. Shemar, it says, "Ba'oznei Hashem tzvakim lebatim rabim leshamagi hiyu gedel metagim ein yoyshev." Rabbi Yechon said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu achzir liyishuvan." Eventually, in the future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to restore them to their settled state. Shemar, Shemar, David, Abaychim Hashem kartzion, Ma'artzion, Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu achzir. Just like the mountain of Tzion, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to put it back, the Yeshuva, to its state of being settled. So to the houses of the righteous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to replace them to their state of being settled. He saw that Chizda still wasn't calming down. He said, it's enough for the servant to be like the master. So now, over here, the Beis Yosef points out that we see that the destroyed houses is referring to the Bate Ashirim, right? And the wealthy philanthropic Jews, right? And that's what he was referring to before, that when you see them in their destroyed states, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. But according to the Rif, it's that who said that before that by the Akum, it's referring to the houses of idol worship. So over here, by the Bracha Baruch Matan Gvul Amana, so it would only be referring to shoals, right? And like we mentioned earlier, according to some place, if you see, you know, shoals, you know, that are really built well and finished and beautiful, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, you would make this bracha. But the Prima Gondim says better to say it without Shema Malchus. And like I say, you know, we've never heard of anybody making this bracha, you know, even in Eretz Yisrael. So it would seem the pashas of the Minhag Yisrael is to assume that the halacha is like, at least for Chayshish, for the Shittas at all, that it's only during the Zman of Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara further, Tanur Rabbanu Roya Kivrei Yisrael, if you see Jewish graves, Omer, Baruch Asher Yatzar Eschem Adin, blessed is the one who sculpted you, formed you in Din, Bezan Eschem Adin, fed you with Din, V'chilkel Eschem Adin, he took care of all your needs in Din, V'asav Eschem Adin, he gathered you in, that you died in Din, V'asav Lakim Eschem Adin, and eventually he's going to resurrect you in Din. Ma'abri Darabina Masayim Bo Mishmei Darabin Achon, and Ma'abri Darabina would end off this bracha in the name of Rabin Achon, and he knows all of your numbers, and he's eventually going to revive you, and to keep you extant. Baruch Machayi Amesim, blessed is the one who resurrects the dead. Kivrei Akum, Aymer Vayshayim Chamagomer. If he sees the graves of Akum, he should say the Pasuk Vayshayim Cham, as we mentioned earlier. If someone sees his friend, which the place must speak out, it has to be someone that, you know, you really like him, and when you see him, you mamish, it just gives you such geschmacks, gives you such hanah. You know, you're so happy to see him. So after 30 days, so you say, the bracha of Shechianu, that you're so happy that you got to this point. Right? Taisus already speaks out that it has to be someone that's mamish chaviv to you. Interesting thing which is brought down is that the Rashba says that it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, and the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be referring to, you know, your either your mother or your sister, because anybody else, you know, how are you even allowed to look at them, right? I was wondering that, you know, maybe a cousin also could be included, because, you know, if you, let's say, you grew up together, so then, you know, as long as you're not being stalked, then the honos maker, then it's mutter to look at her face. And also, it's brought down in the halacha that it's only if you didn't have any communication with him over the course of those 30 days, right? But if you had some type of communication with him, so then you wouldn't make this bracha, which basically makes this bracha totally obsolete for us nowadays with the unbelievable ease of communication. But what's interesting is that it's brought down in the halacha that if you heard that he was sick, and then after you saw that he was well, so then you would make the bracha. But again, with our ease of communication, you would be able to know right away. And you know what? And if you didn't take the effort to find out before, let's say, the next time you saw him, then maybe that means that you don't, you know, okay, you like him, but not enough to make this bracha, let's say. Okay? Now, if 12 months elapsed, I'm a bracha mechaya mesim, we would say the bracha of mechaya mesim. I mean, the only thing which is pashtus negeya for us over here, you know, like I said, because of the ease of communication, these brachas for friends is not really going to be negeya. The only thing which is brought in the place again, which is yeh negeya, right, is if you had a baby, right, and you weren't there, and then you came back later, so then you would say shachianu or mechayim esim, depending on whether it was 30 days that elapsed from the birth or 12 months that elapsed from the birth. So you would in fact make this bracha if it was a girl, because by a boy you would say Baruch Atah Amitiv as soon as you heard about it. Right? It's not clear to me if it means that it has to be that 30 days elapsed since the birth. But basically, Minhag Olam is that when a girl is born, you make a Shechianu, based on this Gemara, because you're so happy to see her. And when a boy is born, you say Atah Amitiv. Someone who died does not get forgotten from the heart until after 12 months. I was forgotten like a dead person, like a destroyed vessel. And Rashi says Yush takes place after 12 months. So they were traveling. And they met up with Rav Chanin Rei Davika. When we saw you, we made two brachas. Baruch Shachalik Mechmas Leirei. Blessed is the one who apportioned from his wisdom to those that fear him. Shachianu, he's also made the bracha of Shachianu, because we love you so much and we're so excited to see you. I consider you to be as significant as 600,000 Jews. Ubarachino alaychu plus, and I made three brachas over you. Hanach tarti, the two that you mentioned. Ubarach hachamrazim, and the blessing over 600,000 people. Blessed is the one who is wise of secrets. Amalecha kimskuli, hi, you're acting so smart. Yovbe einayu v'shachim. They placed their eyes upon him and he died. This is certainly a confounding Gemara at first glance. You know, like, because he held that he can make a barach hachamrazim, so they should, you know, somehow cause him to die. I mean, it sounds phenomenal. Obviously, it definitely needs a pshat over here. What the pshat is, I don't know. But for sure, it definitely needs a serious shot over here. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Haroya es abahakonim oimer baruch mishana abriyos. If you see spotted people, so then you make a bracha of mishana abriyos, right? Because it's referring to, you know, it's a type of spotting, you know, where like they have red spots with white in between. Kids are something really weird. So you make a baruch mishana abriyos. He who creates different creatures. Right, and it's brought down in the halacha that all these things that where you make a bracha because, you know, something very odd that you saw is only unless, you know, it's normal where you live. Like, we're going to see that seeing black people, you would say Baruch Hashan Abrios, but obviously not if you live in a place where there's plenty of black people. Meisvei, we learned in a b'raisa, so the Gemara is a kashim from a b'raisa. Roya, sakushi, v'sagich, v'salafim, v'sakabach, v'sanonas, v'sadar, nikus, oimer Baruch Hashan Abrios. So if you see a really reddish person, obviously it has to be seriously red, or an albino person, or if you see a kapach, which is either someone with a massive stomach, right, and obviously it doesn't mean, you know, heavy set, it means like a stomach that really looks very odd, or someone who's very tall and his face sticks out in a way that makes him look very odd, or if you see a hunchback, a sananas is a midget, a darnikus is someone either, it means with, you know, really strange-looking warts all over his body, or it means that he has a crooked mouth. So you say, Abracha Mishan Abriyos. Now, in the Paiskim, it's brought down that you would only make this Bracha, according to some opinions, the very first time that you saw it, because it's so strange-looking to you, right? But according to other opinions, you would make it every 30 days, like all the other Brachas where we say that it goes every 30 days. Right, and Lamaisa, the place can say that what you should do is that you should make a bracha the second time without Shema Malchus. Right, without Shema Malchus. Right. And the same thing would apply for the bracha of Dynamis, which we're about to learn about now. If you see someone who's limp or lame, not limp, but lame, like he's missing a leg, or if you see a blind person, or if you see someone whose hair is all one, you know, stuck together, you know, it's just like that. It's not because he didn't take a shower. It's just his hair is all like one block of stuck togetherness. Or if you see someone who is lame, or someone who is covered with boils all over his body, or someone has spots all over his body, so you say the bracha of Bracha Dayan HaEmes. So the Gemara says, we saw spotted before. You say Mishana Briyos. So what is it? Dayan HaEmes of Mishana Briyos. The Gemara Lakasha Mimeim Ayavasa Deisilin. One is that he was born that way, so then you say Mishana Abriyos. If it wasn't born that way and it happened to him subsequently, so then you say Dynamis, and it's Mavur in the place game that goes on all of these things. That all these things that we said is Baruch Dynamis is only if they happened to them later point in life. But if they were born that way, then you would say Mishana Abriyos. Because it puts together with Kitea, which means that he lost a leg. So if a person was born blind, right, again, all these things, it has to be that it's so strange to you, you know, like you've never seen, you know, Kimat never seen such a thing before, according to some posts, Imam Shi, you've never seen such a thing before, right? But even according to the place, that if you see it every 30 days, but it has to be something that really, like, when you see it, you're like, whoa, that is, like, really strange. Obviously, it goes without saying that if you're going to hurt anybody's feelings, you don't say this bracha in a way that's going to do that. You know, you kind of, like, go off to the side and say it to yourself. When it comes to a blind person from birth, if it would warrant saying Mishana Abriyos, it would only be if he's blind in both eyes, but if it's someone who wound up becoming blinded in one eye, and it's someone that you feel close enough with that, you know, obviously all these things where we say Diana Emes, it has to be someone that you're close enough with that you really are genuinely pained by the fact that this happened to him, so then it would be even one eye. Okay, let's see what else we have over here. Right, so that we mentioned that it's only someone that, you know, you're close enough that you really feel genuine pain over the fact that this happened to him in order to make the Baruch of Diana Emes. Right, but when it comes to Mishana Abriyos, then it doesn't really make a difference. Okay. Fine. Says Gemara, for the Tanna Rabbanan, Roya Pil Kaif V'Kipa, if you see an elephant, an ape, or some type of monkey with a long tail, I mean, Baruch Mishana Abriyos, make the Baruch Mishana Abriyos. Again, it has to be something which is very not, you know, nowadays with the zoos, this wouldn't really apply to anybody, this bracha. I mean, most of these brachas probably wouldn't apply so much anymore nowadays, because, you know, with modern technology, just being able to know about just everything in the world, like, you wouldn't find these things so strange. Okay. maybe some of them, possibly sometimes. Rabbi has tayves, the lanais tayves, if you see beautiful people or beautiful trees, something strikingly beautiful. I remember Rosh Kachal Ibe Lama, you say, blessed is the one who had this in his world. Right, and the Paiskim deal with how could a person make this bracha on just anybody who happens to be strikingly beautiful. You're not allowed to look at someone if they're in Russia. They said no, it's only gazing at them, like really gazing, but just just a look to be able to make a bracha, that wouldn't be included in that. Right, and again over here we have the machlekes about whether it's only the first time ever that you saw this particular type of thing, like a beautiful tree or a beautiful animal or something like that, or if it's every 30 days. But even after 30 days, it would only be if you saw, like, let's say, a different tree, right? Not the same tree, according to everybody. Now, it happens to be that this is also one of those brachas that Mishnah Berurah brings down, that we don't really have this bracha. So if you see something strikingly beautiful, you could just say Baruch Shekachal Golamo without saying, Ata Hashem Lekenu Melachom, Dehainu without Shem Malchus. Says Yimar Allah Zikin. So we saw in the Mishnah that one of the things that you say, Shekachal Golamo, Adam is Zikin, my Zikin, what are Zikin? Amar Shmuel Kaich, the Shavit, which is either a shooting star or some type of meteor or meteorite or something like that. Rav Shmuel, here in the Shulim, the pathways of heaven are as lit up for me as the pathways of Nahardal, the city where he lived. The Bar Mikach of the Shabbat, except for this certain type of shooting star. I don't really know what it is. I don't really understand it properly. The Gimer Kisla, and we have some type of tradition, a Messiah, that it does not pass by the constellation called Kisla, the Avar Kisla Chariv Alma, if it would pass by, then somehow that would cause the world to be destroyed. But we do see it passing by. No, that's just the ambient light, which is kind of reflecting from it. It looks like it's passing by, but it's really not. So according to Rashi, this is another interpretation of Zikin, which Rashi says it's like somehow the Gemara says the sky cuts open and you see like a lance-like form of light. I was wondering if it's like, seeing the Milky Way or something like that. Not really sure. It's very difficult to understand. Taisa says that the Gemara is just coming to give a different answer of why it looks like the Kaich of the Shavit is passing by the constellation called Kisla. Ravashi over the Kisla causing the Chavrei Me'av Nisa Umivis says no. When it looks like that the Kaich of the Shavit is passing by Kisla, it's just that there's one star on one side that kind of moved, and then there's another star on the other side that got scared, whatever that means, right? Obviously, Chazal don't mean literally they got scared. It means something happened, right? Well, looks like it passed by. Shmuel as a kashuk. Siva is a ashuk seal the kima, so it put the constellation of seal before the constellation of kima, or the star. Well, siva is a kima seal, and then it puts kima before seal. So haketzer, what's going on here? El mali chama shal seal and iskayim elam meksino shal kima. If not for the sun of seal, then the world would not be able to be extant because of the coldness of kima. El mali tzinu shal kima and iskayim elam nechama shal seal. And if not for the coldness of kima, the world would not be able to continue to exist because of the son of Ksil. In other words, they kind of like balance each other out. The community lapuk said the Akbar, the Marakmar Dina, if not for the stinging apparatus of the constellation like scorpion that is in whatever the river of Dinar, right, whatever that means in terms of constellations, Kolman the Havatrikale Akbar the Havachai, if someone gets stung by a scorpion, he would not be able to live behind the government there to Honal Eoi. And this is what Hashem meant when he said, "Iyuv hatik shar ma'adonis kima imeshches ksil tefateach." Can you tie the ma'adonis of kima or open up the ropes of ksil? In other words, I've got everything. You think that there's no plan to the world? I've got everything worked out to the T. My kima, Amar Shmuel kmei akachle. Kima means like 100 stars. It's about made up of about 100 stars. I'm like the mechav yamalei mivdar. Some say it's the ones that are spread out. Some say it's the ones that are gathered in together. My osh. What is Asham Rebuda? Yusa, it's Yusa. My Yusa, what's Yusa? Amrila, Zanon of Pleh, it's the tail of the constellation Pleh, which means like a kid goat or something like that. But Amrila, Resha the Igla, another say, no, it's the head of the constellation of the calf, cow. When Stavrik went to Amrizan of Pleh, it makes more sense like when it says it's the tail of the kid goat constellation. The same with Aish Abanat Tenachim, Aish will be consoled on her children. Alma Chasar Mizchazik Tarpa the Tarif, because so we see that it's missing. Right, and it looks like it was kind of banged in behind the fine. So we'll stop here. It's Hashem next time. We another daf mem test.